The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. The status quo discourse says there is something fundamentally wrong with sex. We live in a world of conversations attempting to control the source human instinct, the power to procreate. Welcome to Sex and the Divine Design with your host, Muki Okon. It is the original divine design that ensures the continuation of life. Get ready for an enlightened discussion. Now, here is Muki Okon.
Welcome back to the latest edition of Sex and the Divine Design. I'm your host, Muki Okon, also known as your orgasm's best friend. And my commitment is to enhancing the sexual well-being of humanity for the production of peace on earth. You can visit my website, www.thepussytalks.com, and you can read about the world's first sexuality educational healing center on the planet, model for such centers all over the world, and for education, experiences, and a lot more. Welcome to my guest today, John Kent, and our topic is men and orgasm. Now, John Kent is an international expert in orgasm and de-armoring the physical body and psyche, freeing the life force from blocks and restrictions. John says, free sexual expression increases our overall energy, known as erendē, and speeds up our metabolism, known as orgone, giving us a vibrant radiance and restoring us to vital health. So, welcome, John. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm really excited that John's here because it's not often that I get such a expert on men's sexuality. You see, John guides men and women through the de-armoring process to experience their full orgasmic potential. And I invited John here today for his tremendous knowledge in the different types of orgasms that one can have, but especially what men can experience, and so great to hear it from a man.
Only half as good as it is to experience it.
That's true. So I would love you to share a little bit about your background, John. I know you come from a science, history, and all that jazz. You know, how did you get here?
Well, I've got a degree in chemical engineering, and when I was in my mid-20s, I enjoyed sex a lot, but there was something more, the hunger inside to experience something than the norm, you know, something other than just missionary position or more than what we see. So I started reading books and started looking at things and finding and searching for what else is there to learn, what is there to experience, and I came across the Kadoshka. And in my first Kadoshka workshop, I had a kind of an awakening to what is sexuality that was beyond the Catholic upbringing that I had.
Are you a brought up Catholic?
Yeah. Okay. And so there was a whole nother world to explore about sensation, feeling, and orgasm other than just discovering it on our own, and realize that there was a small slice of pie, a small little arena of what is sexuality, of what is orgasm for men that I had experienced. And because of my science background, I decided I want to learn more of this. I want to immerse myself in discovering who am I and what is this world of sexuality beyond what different church or moral views that we have on it.
And so when you say you had an awakening, you say a little bit more about that. Like, was that in the body or like how?
It was pretty much in everything. You know, there was a whole nother flow of energy that I experienced through the body. More sensitivity, more pleasure, not only in my cock, but in my whole body. An opening in my mind for what is sexuality and what is something that's sexual, something that's just even the fact that a sunset in a beautiful experience is also a sexual experience, as well as in the bed with the lights off under the covers. And it was just this whole, it was like a question and a hunger came alive, a question for what is this and who am I as a man, and a hunger to explore what is there in life. You know, when we look around in nature, everything moves forward because of sexual energy. There's the propagation of the species. There's the drive of sexuality to hunt in the animal world. Just, you can't pick up a magazine or turn on TV and not see something about sex driving every aspect of us as humans. So this quite is a powerful force that we have that really hasn't been explored or understood, but we definitely know that we can use it for marketing. We can use it for procreation. There's a lot of shame around it. So all of this kind of just, this big crack in the world of what I thought got opened up.
Well, I know everyone's like really waiting for the nitty-gritty conversation here too. And, you know, me and John, we've just been in the Kwadoshka program together, and I know how impactful your practical level of knowledge and expertise really impacted, particularly all the men there. So I know that physiologically that orgasm and ejaculation are different, and a lot of men don't know that. So do you want to start a little bit describing the physically what's happening for a man?
Yeah, sure. Our doctors and most books that you pick up on sexuality at a library speak of the physiological response in the body, that the penis and cock become erect, that there's stimulation, and then there's an orgastic response, an orgasm response in the body that has an ejaculation of semen and sperm, and that's labeled an orgasm. And really, that's pretty much all that we grow up, we hear about being an orgasm. But that's only a small slice of the pie. That it can be very healing for men to experience and to know that the cock and penis don't have to be erect for there to be the possibility to have an orgasm.
And well, I think that's very new for a lot of men to hear.
It's pretty revolutionary for most men that hear about it. That, you know, probably most of the men out there listening are like thinking to themselves, yeah, right, that sounds very wonderful, but if you haven't experienced it and you haven't explored it, then it becomes just an idea. And so there's a distinction between what is orgasm and what is like an ejaculation. And there's definitely orgasms that have ejaculation, but there's also orgasms that don't have ejaculation. And just that concept by itself can be quite an awakening for men that have had some of these experiences that didn't know how to label them or categorize them or even be open to the idea that, wow, that was an orgasm. Why, that felt good. That was a flow of something through the body. And while there wasn't an ejaculation, that was an orgasm.
And I think that's important. This type of education, so men don't think there's something wrong and women don't think that there's something wrong.
There's lots of pain and insecurities around ourselves sexually as men, because there's not a lot of study. Like, there's lots of books and lots of people that are out there promoting the mystery and the beauty of the feminine. And it is mysterious and it is beautiful. But male sexuality is also mysterious and beautiful and has different faces as well. And I think that's where we kind of shortchange ourselves at thinking that there's just a real simplicity to, you know, we're always horny. We want to get hard. We want to have a sex and have an ejaculation, and that's pretty much it. Well, that's a very narrow closet to shove male sexuality into.
And I know, based on your exploration, that there's definitely five basic types that are quite available and probably a lot of men have experienced. So how about you start describing each of those five types?
Yeah, sure. So our tradition, the Sweet Medicine Sundance tradition, has elemental relationships. So we look into water as a water expression of male sexuality and orgasm. And there's an earth expression, a wind expression, a fire expression, and a void expression. And our tradition also sees that there are certain natural phenomena that reflect back the power and the beauty of these different male orgasm expressions. And we put everything on a wheel, like a compass. And so in the south of this wheel, this compass, we have an orgasm for men that is a soft cock that has ejaculation, full orgasm, and it's called an avalanche orgasm. And this orgasm is quite misunderstood, because many men think that when they have this experience, like that when my cock is soft and I have an ejaculation, it's called premature ejaculation, or some men think it's a dysfunction. Or even if they're having sex and their cock starts to come soft, they start thinking, what, something's wrong. Or women that are with men also think something is strange with this. But this is actually a very healthy expression of our sexuality. So if we look into an avalanche to see what is this mysterious orgasm for men.
As a force of nature.
Yeah, well, as a force within men, you know.
Oh, of course, yes.
And nature can teach us about this. So an avalanche is a gathering. Here we have snow. There's some crevice up in the mountains, and the snow begins to fall. And, you know, you think of snowflakes as these really small, almost, they weigh almost nothing and have almost impact by themselves in each snowflake. So it begins to build and build and build and build, gathering more weight and power in this area of the mountain that the avalanche is building. And what's very interesting is the avalanche can be set off with the slightest thing. You know, you can have a sound. Someone can just go, yoo-lee-hoo, and here comes the avalanche. Or it can be just simply one more little snowflake lands, and it is no more that it can hold. It begins to release. And then here comes down the mountain, the snow begins to fall, and it's like rumbling, and it's picking up trees, and it's picking up boulders and buildings, and this huge wave of power and snow are just coursing down the mountain, totally reshaping it, and reshaping the size of the mountains, and, you know, it's a force to be respected if you live near one of these avalanche areas. So this is the same thing for us as men. In this case, you know, we, as I spoke before, we have the cock is soft, and there's lots of stimulation beginning happening. So every little sensation, the soft cock has a complete different sensation to it, feeling as the man, feeling his own cock, as it is when it's hard. So here, the different sensation is happening, and it's building, and it's building, and it doesn't seem like there's anything happening, just like in that avalanche. It's building without knowing. It's kind of hidden inside that it's going anywhere. And if the man continues to engage in this experience, it builds and builds and builds, and then all of a sudden it seems like the mountain underneath the man and his hips and buttocks, that there's something that just breaks loose. And here we go. The orgasm begins to rumble through the body, and the cock is completely soft. The ejaculation can be like an oozing or one long spurt versus it a spraying type of spurt. It's kind of a drooling, oozing spurt as the water leaking out of the cock. And the orgasm, the rumbling down the mountain, begins to move up the body, up the chest, down the legs, around the whole being. The whole body is involved in this orgasm. It can be incredibly intense.
What a great description. I love it. And it sounds like that there has to be a surrender to actually charging an arousal in the body. So it isn't something that just happens instantaneously with no internal arousal or charge, is how I would describe it.
Yeah, it's a very erotic, sexual experience, and there's definitely this building of, which, for us as men, is a completely unknown for us to really accept the face of our cock when it is soft or when it is hard as an equal expression of our manhood. That there's not something less than or something less useful about ourselves, about our cock when it's soft. So that's like one of the doorways we have to heal in ourselves, realize, and go through a process to really welcome the pleasure and sensation that our soft cock brings us. And therefore, most men will give up on it. Or they'll start thinking that something is wrong. They'll, you know, disconnect or try to push pleasure or sensation away out of a fear of coming too soon and trying to manage our orgasms like a tool. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of self-acceptance and embrace of every sensation that the cock brings to be able to really have the fullness of expression that of sexuality that's available for us as men.
And I think it's so important for women to know this, because unless we know also that this is a powerful form of orgasm for a man, we think that there's something wrong too.
Oh, totally.
We're completely ignorant. So this is like dual education that is so essential.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine that there's probably been many relationships out there where if the man is going into this orgastic expression, which, by the way, for us as men, helps us open our heart. It helps us open and balance our emotions. And if we really allow our body to express itself naturally, instead of our head trying to control things, that our cock will have whatever orgastic expression is needed and is most natural. So if my heart needs to open and I'm with my lover and she doesn't know this and my cock starts to go soft, she may read into that a lot of things that are unnecessary and create misunderstanding and wounding in the relationship, which can lead to fights and split ups and pains and, you know, long stories of trauma.
Me.
Oh, totally.
No,
you know, you know.
All that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, you know, my cock, I don't know what to do with my cock. And, you know, it's a whole nother way of making love for both men and women to be able to work with a soft cock. And it's, you know, I feel that as a society, we're really cheating both men and women without knowing this information and being able to find it as a, there's many vehicles for us to come together in more intimacy and to be real with each other and, you know, celebrate all the different faces of ourselves sexually.
Beautiful. So I suggest let's go up northwards, because that's also a different kind that people mm-hmm. really know about. And there's a lot of tension about the whole thing of to come or not to come.
Yeah, that is the question.
That's right.
That's what Shakespeare really meant. Yeah, so as Mookie mentioned, if we look at the opposite side of a wheel to the north, a part of a compass, then here we have the wind expression of the male orgasm. And the term that our tradition puts here is a tornado. And we can look into a tornado for this reflection. And here the cock is hard, but there's no ejaculation, and there's full orgasm. And our tradition makes a distinction between there being no ejaculation versus trying to adjust or alter or use tension to withhold the seed. In our tradition, we don't practice any of that, and it's a total diving into the orgasm results in a hard cock with no ejaculation.
So it's, in fact, a spontaneous event.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is the natural flow of the energy versus trying to direct it or control it. So if we think a tornado, you know, here we have this two different weather elements that come together and begin to interact and causing this wind, this storm front to begin to swirl. And it begins to concentrate inward and swirling more and more and more. And there's more forces building, more intensity. And, you know, the sky is getting darker and you can feel electricity in the air. The wind is beginning to increase and getting stronger and stronger the more it concentrates until the funnel cloud appears. And you have this swirling where it swirls into itself and becomes this funnel cloud that comes down and touches the earth. And that famous movie, I think it's called Tornado, where they speak about the finger of God coming down and touching the earth. The boys thought it's an appropriate image to imagine this North orgasm to also be like a finger of God moving through our body. So for us as men, here we have lots of mental fantasy, can have lots of breathing involved in the engagement, and the orgastic orgasm expression for us as men naturally takes a direction where the cock is hard, going into orgasm. There's lots of stimulation on the shaft, the shaft of light, or the sacred snake as it's called, and the stimulation up and down the shaft is growing in intensity and intensity, and the energy is beginning to swirl in the body around the abdomen and the thighs, concentrating in on itself until almost as if there's a funnel cloud, a tornado that begins to swirl around the shaft of the cock, and then the orgasm expression, this tornado around the shaft, begins to swirl up the stomach, around the chest, back down around the body, and just moving all around the body as the man is intense in his breathing and in this full orgasm. There's this whole swirling of this energy through the body. Now, for us as men, this helps us open our minds, gets rid of the thoughts that no longer serve us. And just like the image of the tornado that can grab a car and pick it up and fling it into the next county, places in our mind that are blocks, different ways of thinking and belief systems that don't serve us, this orgasm can grab these and just toss them out so that when the tornado finishes in nature, there's the sky begins to open again, there's even sunlight comes in, and it's an incredible tranquil time right after the tornado completes itself. So it's the same thing for us as men, that this our mind becomes very open, very receptive, very clean. So it's like a perfect time for problem solving, for ideas to come to us, because this new openness can open up our mind and allow for us to see things in a new way from a new perspective.
So it sounds completely different to like the actual mental tension that a lot of men have, thinking that it's bad for them to ejaculate. So this is a totally different thing, aligning with that natural force inside. And in the experience of it, everything that's like clinging, and all the thoughts that are clinging and blocking and stopping, are completely blown out.
Oh yeah, it's like a house cleaning. It's this intensive orgasm that can just blow open our minds so that we can see things differently, and like thoughts about ourselves get swept up in this incredible intensity of energy and really opens up our mind. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of traditions speak about using our thoughts and our mind to try to control our sexuality. But I always thought in my scientific approach that if I'm having like 20 or 30% of my attention and awareness monitoring the avoidance of orgasm, that's like reducing the experience of my pleasure by 20 or 30%. So why not just dive in like a wild man fully into our sexuality and discover, let the natural wisdom in the body, you know, our bodies heal themselves. Our bodies operate without the brain needing to tell it to breathe or to move the blood around. And that our bodies are built in this intelligence to naturally go for the orgasm that's the best for us.
And I think that's the key too. So you're not deciding, I'm going to have that type or this type. It's a natural expression of the body at that time.
Totally. And we just to dive in and be sexual and enjoy wherever it's going, and let it be a mystery, and let our body inform us versus us trying to control our body.
And so before we go to the other types, I think it's important to describe. So how does a man develop his... Well, or how does he de-armor? How does he start to become more aware, first of all, of what he's capable of and tune in more to his natural orgasm and ejaculation?
Well, I think one of the key principles is for the man to really accept who he is and accept his way of being. And we can definitely, improve, gain skills, but to really overcome this image that there's some sort of flaw in us and we have to do it 180 degree differently. That the raw, masculine, like hunger that it is to be a man is somehow wrong. Now, you know, it's definitely been used without balance, and it definitely is a power and a force that us as men that we need to ensure is creating a life and bringing more balance. But first of all, is just to really allow ourselves to embrace maleness, this hunger, this force, this power, this that is us as men. And from there, to learn about ourselves and to appreciate the different faces that we experience and to combat those different viewpoints that are handed to us. You know, society that's ignorant of how to really embrace male sexuality has a bunch of agreements about how we're going to do stuff.
They're invisible agreements.
Oh, yeah. It's not like someone sits down and says, okay, you want to be ashamed of your cock. But it seems universally there is a hesitancy to really celebrate our cock, to really be, I am man, I have a cock, and I am happy. And because of that, we have a lot of wounding trapped inside our sense of self as a man. And we really need to deal with that wounding by engaging. You know, we can deal with it mentally somewhat, but we have to kind of really just dive in and try some new stuff and see what happens. Have good communication. Go to some Kuroshka workshops and explore ourselves sexually and see who am I and learn more about it and then test, you know, let our body be our own laboratory for experiments.
Now, how could women support their men?
Yeah, it's definitely a two-sided street, and that, you know, having communications about if suddenly something happens that the woman doesn't understand, sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about it and really share and ask and embrace the man in whatever phase he's in, but still ask too, you know, hi, you know, this, I experienced this or this happened. What was that about? And just get real and overcome the fear. Realize that both men and women are really fearful to talk about sexuality and to just get in there and share with each other. And I think the more the women learn about male sexuality and attend Kuroshkas or read books or study or ask men or ask a man out for coffee and ask him, can you tell me how you like to have orgasm? You know, what is your favorite position that you like to have orgasm in? That then that will allow them to have a little bit of understanding and knowledge. It's really important for there to be a open discourse.
Yes, so learning about one another is definitely the key.
Oh, it's crucial.
Yeah, it unlocks life,
yeah,
between us. And I would love the listeners to know that one of the ways that John is skillful and expert is in the way that he leads a shamanic de-arming. And I know before we finish the program, we'll have a chance to talk more about that. So I want people to know how to contact you, John. And so you can reach him at his website, which is www.shamanicdearmoring.com, and I'm going to spell that, shamanicdearmoring.com, and the email is info@shamanicdearmoring.com. Now, the great thing at the website is that you can see a little video there and you can hear a great audio interview with John's partner who leads with him. That's Christine Golden Ringsnake. Some of you know her. So please go there. There's lots of resources and you can see where all the next de-armoring programs are. Okay, so we're going to a break very, very shortly. And so you can go also to the Facebook page for Sex and the Divine Design, like the page, send the links for the show to your friends. You can download this show after you've listened to it. You can come to the website at Voice America, or you can go to the iTunes podcast library and get them automatically. We want you to share this information. It is so crucial. Now, you can read more about my mission, Enhancing the Sexual Well-Being of Humanity for the Production of Peace on Earth, at www.thepussytalks.com. You can help to have this program continue in 2013 by becoming a sponsor. You can contact me about that too through my website. So right now you are tuned into Muki Okan on Sex and the Divine Design with John Kent, and our topic is men and orgasm. We'll be back after the break.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Go to www.thepussytalks.com now for your programs and services. Begin your journey. Enrich your world and your sexual well-being. It's the shortcut to success, sexual energy mastery, and beyond. Do it now. Muki is waiting for you. And if you want sexual well-being for humanity too, you're invited to contribute your unique skills to this private, nonprofit foundation. We need volunteers and interns for research, multimedia, admin, and more. Go to www.thepussytalks.com now. Humanity needs you.
Are you feeling out of control? Are bad relationships, anger, depression, and lifestyle overwhelming you? You can choose to release the belief systems that have kept women stuck for years. Tune in to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman as your host. Break free from the genetic beliefs that can cause sabotage. It's time to stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
2012 is not to be viewed as a year of doom and gloom. It's merely the beginning of the rest of your life. Our planet is getting ready for this macro shift, and to be fully prepared, you need to make some changes to restore the balance in life. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever. What else is possible? With your host, Allison J.K. Every program has a unique roster of guests, healings, and your contributions to help you master this shift through holistic living. Be sure to listen every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Sex and the Divine Design with Muki Okan. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@thepussytalks.com. Now, back to Sex and the Divine Design.
Welcome back. This is your host, Muki Okan, your orgasm's best friend, with John Kent, and our topic is men and orgasm. Now, before the break, John was sharing about two of the five different types of orgasms that a man can have, and I wish you could see him describing the avalanche and the tornado here. We're sitting here together. So we've mentioned a word also, de-armoring, shamanic de-armoring and armoring. So before we continue on about the three other basic types, John, can you please share with the listeners, what is armoring? First of all, how is it created? Because that's something that happens for every human being.
Yes. You know, when we're born, you know, we're born into a mold, and you can kind of think of it as like this space that's already prepared. If you think of like plastic, you know, plastic is liquid and it's poured into a mold. So there's already a predetermined shape. So our parents are a certain way. Our family has certain ways of doing things. We have a different religion, socioeconomic. So all this space is present. So we get kind of molded by that. And then as we grow up, you know, our parents start sculpting our behavior. they enforce stuff that they agree with, and then they try to stop things that they don't agree with. You know, their teachers, the community all help sculpt the child. Sometimes it's for excellent reasons, and sometimes it's just to reinforce already agreed behaviors. And then as we grow up, here we are being sculpted, and we receive a cookie when we do what's good, and we receive praise when we do something good, and we receive scolding or may even have been spanked for something wrong. Well, when we have traumatic experiences, so if we have painful experiences, that the body has been impacted physically through abuse or trespass, we have sexual trespass, if there's been rape or molestation, or just even living life where the girl says no to us when we ask her to dance and everyone sees. We all have many different versions of this, from a level 10 painful experience to like a level 2 or 3. But over time, all of these begin to adjust the way the energy flows in our body. We go from being the spontaneous, natural child that just expresses itself in the moment till we start having more of a controlled shaping of who we are. And these painful experiences create a shock in the body, and it begins to fuse the pathways of energy into creating these blockages where these pain tapes are stored. And that's what's called armor.
And that's to do also even with the chemical composition of the body, correct?
Yeah, there's been speaking that there's different trace minerals that get fused into place, and it's there's many different traditions. Wilhelm Reich wrote a lot about it and studied it from more of a traditional approach. Many different shamanic approaches also speak of this armor blockage that's in the physical body. It's actually something physical.
Because we're all water, mostly water, and then those plates are created from minerals.
Yeah, and then the shock of the energy causes them to align. Mm-hmm. And so this is partly why people that attempt to get into kundalini movement of energy in the body, or they do martial arts and they start moving their chi, or the different qigong type of breathing, experience that there's some resistance in the free flow of energy in the body, or in the orgasms, that the orgasm hits like this ceiling and they're not able to really go greater or bigger. They kind of only go so far.
And not fulfilling at all.
Yeah, and they only, in some ways, that hunger for more isn't satiated, and there's a cap, like squashing the energy, and this is the armor that keeps it all in place. And so de-armoring is a shamanic technique that's from our lineage that allows us to harness our own sexual catalyst soul force energy, not just the, as we experience our sexual energy having sex, but it's that energy that is present when we are born, and that energy that dissipates when we die, this soul force catalyst energy, to harness that, the strongest force in the body, and direct it into these plates. I can imagine like a wine glass, that there's the opera singer that's like, oh, and then the wine glass shatters. But it shatters because the intensity of energy raises the vibration of the glass to a higher level than the glass can hold, and then therefore there's a crack. So it's the same thing inside of our bodies. How can we increase the vibration of energy in the body beyond that which the armor exists at? So we kind of vibrate our way through and beyond the armor and breaking it up and releasing it from the body and opening up those channels that have been blocked.
And so if you're wondering, listeners, how do you do that? It's a very structured process. It's quite extraordinary. You only ever do it once in your lifetime, and you're born again.
That's right, yeah. And
physically, in the body,
yeah,
completely
de-armored,
recreated.
The physical body. Yeah, and there's many people that experience a whole newness and whole relationship to themselves, both men and women. It's a deeper, more intimate connection to themselves sexually, but as a man, as a woman, and experiencing of their own sexual energy. And a lot of times, stuff that has been, they've been dragging around their whole life, defining themselves from certain moments, that those just have been resolved. Those paradoxes inside of us of pain get resolved, and then now we can move forward unencumbered.
Great. I thought it was important for people to know about that, because that's one of the ways to access these different types of orgasms spontaneously in the de-arming that you're speaking about. So how about we go west, young man?
Yes, go west.
Let's go west.
This is the orgasm here is called the earthquake orgasm, and it is one that most men are familiar with. It is where the cock is hard. There's an ejaculation and a full orgasm. And so most men have experienced this either exclusively or at a higher percentage than the other orgasms. So this is kind of what we have all agreed on is an orgasm. But what's interesting is that it is only one slice of the pie. So we can look into an earthquake to see, you know, what type of orgasm is this for men. So we look into the grandmother Earth, and we see these tectonic plates, right? The crust of the Earth come together. And they're moving and building pressure as they move. And so this energy is building, and there's pressure building and building, and the plates are not moving. They're holding, and they're building and building and building and building till it can no longer hold. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, there's a movement of the plate. And, you know, this incredible force that's been building is now totally and completely fully released, all in the blink of an eye. And the surface of the earth that's so strong becomes rippling like water. If it happens out in the sea, it can lift up, you know, trillions of pounds of water into the air, creating a tsunami. This incredible force is released. So for us as men, here we have the hard cock. There's the stimulation that's happening, and the pressure for orgasm is building, and the energy is building in the shaft of the cock, and it's like gathering and building and building and building, and there's pressure till it can't be held back anymore, and then whoosh, it gets released. And in this orgasm, there's an ejaculation, and it's usually spurting, but then the vibration, like the rippling of the earth's crust, begins to ripple from the base of the cock down the legs, up the body, and the whole body begins to shake and ripple and quiver, just like the earthquake. And if you continue to stimulate the shaft of the cock, you can even feel like these judders and shudders and jolts of energy that are kind of like the aftershocks of an earthquake. And if the man can dive into those, really open himself up to even more pleasure in the midst of his orgasm, because there's always more. It's like the golden rule of sexuality. There's always more. Then he can actually go into a completely another orgasm.
I love the way you describe that, because with the West orgasm, saying that that's the one that most men are aware of experiencing, just to know that there's like a range even in that one that they can experience.
Oh, yeah. It's just like,
it's,
you know,
phenomenal.
You can have like a level 9 earthquake on the earth, and you can have like a little tremor of a 3, kind of like a little, just moves the stuff on the shelves. And then there's the one that can just totally bring down everything so that something new can be born. So there's a huge range in all of these from, you know, there's never like a small or bad orgasm. There's no one thing better than another, but there are levels. There are different levels of intensity and experience, and, you know, depending on where we're at, how much energy's been built up. And so welcoming all of them in all of their levels is the real key.
Absolutely. And it's like you're going beyond just friction and a bit of tension release.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's kind of how we discover it, because when we're, as men, the orgasm gets introduced to us. So we wake up one morning and something has been going on at night without our knowing, and the cock may be hard for its first time, or we may have had a wet dream with ejaculation. And so we begin to explore, and the hormones are there, and the sensitivity is now awakening, and we discover that by rubbing, and maybe sometimes some men use clothes, or some men get into oils, there's like a whole range. I just think it's very beautiful to hear how men have discovered their sexuality and how they have experimented. You know, if men will dare reveal that hidden intimate space, because we have a lot of shame around that. But revealing that can be really beautiful, seeing how the kind of hunger spiritually we have inside to grow and to feel and to experience. And that initial exploration is usually into the friction of the physical tactile sensation, because that's what feels so incredible at that time. And for most men, if it's not broken, then we keep going back to the same well, and we go back to the same well over and over again. We go back to what we know. We go, wow, that felt really great. That was incredible. I want that again. So we go in, and the different patterns and the different forms and the different ways of touching, we will usually recreate and have a certain pattern for how we give ourselves pleasure sexually, which is why the West earthquake tends to be what we experience most, because it's what we learn first and what we go back to time and time again.
So I think the East one is very extraordinary.
Yeah, this is usually where most men have to be willing to really get out of the box for what do they think of as sexual. And in the East, the cock is soft. There's no ejaculation, but still full orgasm. And the name of this orgasm is the forest fire orgasm. And so in nature, we can look and see that something that distinguishes fire from all the other elements is that fire, by its very nature, is passionately hungry to expand. It hungers and yearns to burn more, to go somewhere else. And it can't burn what it has already burned before, so it always needs new fuel. And is it the small little match flame or lightning strikes and one little thing begins to catch on fire, that this hunger to expand begins to reach out and to consume that which is around it, growing larger and bigger, and then reaching out more and more, and becoming insatiably hungry. You know, fire, once it's caught hold of something, it's actually very difficult to put out, because it's the passion and forcefulness that it yearns to burn and grow. So the forest fire, as it builds and consumes more and builds, and, you know, they can get to be huge, massive, you know, bigger than some states here in the United States. In Arizona, we've had these gigantic forest fires creating their own weather systems and thunderstorms created because they're so massively powerful, hungry, that the only way they can stop them is to use fire itself to take away the fuel from the forest fire, because nothing can stop it once it really takes hold. And this is the same for us as men. We can see inside that we have a soft cock. Therefore, there's like lots of stimulation. It can even become kind of frantically hungry, fast stimulating of the cock, using the fingers around the head of the cock or the base, you know, totally diving into this, allowing this hunger to drive us. And it's as if the cock itself kind of bursts into this little tongue of flame itself and begins to gather and burn up the shaft, and then spreading out from the cock, down the legs, up the torso of the body, till the whole body becomes a fire. There's like lots of sweat, there's the body flushes, and there's this insatiability of hungry that's almost like, you know, feed me. Gets that the cock is never going to get enough, and is wanting more and more, and the more it gets, the more hungry it becomes. And this orgasm requires a man to really love and enjoy the fact that he hungers to feel sexual pleasure, and to totally appreciate and worship his soft cock as much as he may appreciate when the cock is hard. And this is one of those orgasms that fortifies our spirit as men, helps us have that passion and force to make the impossible possible, to reach out into the unknown and say, this can happen and will. And this energy inside of us gets fortified by this East orgasm.
Wow. I wish you could see John Disco. This is so cool. Well, it's so hot. And it's like a totally devouring energy of the man. And it's a very beautiful, it's an incredible space for a woman to experience when a man devours her.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, it's like the sun just completely, your grandfather's sun just shines. It just pours out his forceful energy, and because of his total devotion to allow his burning to be unleashed is why we can have, you know, life on this planet. Otherwise it would be this, you know, cold, shivering ice rock.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what about the fifth one?
This is the center one, and this one's called the Thunderbird or Phoenix Orgasm. And where the four that we've discussed so far that sit on the outside involve the stimulation of the cock, what's special about the center orgasm is that it is the breath generated. So by using lots of breathing, you know, breathing is not something most people do a lot of when they're having sex. They usually hold their breath and they go, oh, it's so good, because it's a pattern response. But when we really allow the breath to flow, to fan the flames of the fire in the first chakra, that it awakens this orgasm that is a whole body orgasm. And for as men, we can experience this when we really open up to this orgasm, that the breath can generate an orgasm. It's as if the whole body becomes our cock, and that any stimulation anywhere in the body can awaken this orgasm. And so there's lots of different techniques, fire breath that you learn in the Kadoshka, lots of breathing techniques that we use in the de-armoring can access this force. And part of the image of the phoenix is that the orgasm expresses itself so fully and intensely in whatever direction it is that then the phoenix is like consumed by its own fire and becomes ashes. And this breath is what awakens so that the phoenix can be reborn from its own ashes, that the sexual catalyst energy that has expressed itself as one type of orgasm can then continue to build until it expresses itself in another direction as another type of orgasm. And this one is the key to multiple orgasms for us as men.
And full body orgasms.
Yeah, and full body orgasms.
That's a new concept.
It's really the key for everything. Yeah, that my whole body can have an orgasm, that it's not just, you know, a little bit of rubbing and then a dump of energy out. Yeah, the breath is really what gets the whole body involved in it. It gets more than just the cock, more than the first chakra involved in the orgasm. The breath is really the doorway to experiencing that orgasm is not the goal, it's the beginning of the journey.
And I think it's important for people to know when you're talking about the breath that, in fact, it's your awareness with your breath that provides you with that experience of what you're talking about, where there isn't any physical touching of yourself. I like to describe it as you're caressing and arousing yourself with your breath through the body.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, the breath is connected to the body. Just like if you were going to awaken a morning campfire, the breath must be connected to that fire. If you just went up to a fire and went, it would scatter the embers. But if you get up there and you're like, and you like connect to the fire and you breathe into the fire, awaken the fire. Don't give it too much breath. Don't give it too little. You just connect and give to that fire with the breath is the same thing, that the energy is giving to the sensations in the body, that the breath is awakening and empowering the sensation in the body.
Great description.
Yeah.
Great description, because it's so important to know that it is totally connected to the physical, that it's not just a thought or an idea about it.
Yeah, and it's not just air passing in and out of the mouth either, yeah.
Yeah. So we're almost at the end, John.
Oh, no.
I can't believe. What three things would you say to men who are listening that you would give as tips?
Well, I'd say number one is to explore yourself sexually. You know, something I say quite often is that God gave us two hands. We should use them both. And to use them to explore different ways of touching ourselves sexually, because we find a way and we get into a groove very easily. So finding what other ways, exploring the shaft, exploring around the top of the head, what are the different ways of touching? Is it like a squeeze or is it a rub? You know, try different lubricants just because it gives a different sensation. You know, there's like a oil and coconut oil provide a different texture, viscosity than like a lotion. And really try different things out. Really get to find out what do you really enjoy. And using your hands, even experimenting with, do you like your testicles or your scrotum pulled? And, you know, really allow yourself to go, who am I and what feels good? So that's the number one, is really get in there and explore.
I like number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that too. The other thing I would say is to...
Is this number two?
Yeah, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Is to learn, get more education. Learn more about ourself and our sexual energy. You know, attend a Kadoshka workshop if you have one in your area. You can get a Kadoshka book and find out a little more about these orgasms that I've spoken about. Attend different traditions, views of sexuality, and learn from it. Find a whole nother avenue to than the one we've been given, because there's many different ways to relate to ourselves sexually, and a lot of times knowledge is what's needed to open up the mind to explore. And then the other thing I would say...
Is this number three?
Number three is to be sexual as often as possible. And that's quite different than most views in our society of how we're supposed to be as men, that men do nothing but think about sex. Well, we're sexual beings, so we should be sexual. How are we going to get to know ourselves sexually if we're not being sexually? So be sexual as often as you can in as many different ways with as many different explorations as you can.
Now, luckily, you can go back and listen to this whole talk again, because I think it's just extraordinary, John. I really want to thank you.
Thank you so much.
For sharing the way that you have. It's just, it's very profound and such important education for all of us. And so if you have enjoyed John's sharing and his wisdom and his extraordinary knowledge about orgasm, please go to the website www.shamanicdearmoring.com. You can go to John's guest page and there'll be a link there also to shamanicdearmoring.com, and you can email him at info@shamanicdearmoring.com. I also want to let you know that please go to www.thepussytalks.com to see what I'm up to, education, experiences, Kadoshka programs, and much, much more. And I also want to complete today with a quote. It's one of my favorite things to do. So this is from Eckhart Tolle and his book, A New Earth. And he says, "Feel yourself being an opening through which energy flows from the unmanifested source of all life through you for the benefit of all." So thank you so much, John, for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Mookie, for having me.
It was a fabulous, fabulous session. Thank you. Till next time.
Thank you again for tuning in. Please join Mookie Okon for another edition of Sex and the Divine Design next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We'll see you here next week.